Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
You are.
Today we're talking about praying with humility and what it is to pray with a humble heart. And I shared about the story of the Pharisees and the tax collector, the parable. And I really love this parable because it just reminds me how quite simply we can come to God. The tax collector standing far off, he just says one simple line, God have mercy on me, a sinner. And sometimes I think we can get trapped in all these words, but all God wants is this genuine, humble heart, says God have mercy.
Yeah, just coming before the Lord as you are, acknowledging you as you are, not sure, you know, could be uncertain, could be stuck in your ways. Could be, you know, not even putting God in your life very much sometimes, or saying, well, no, Lord, you are important to me, but I want you to make you more important. Because humility is just knowing who you are.
Yeah.
You could be the best athlete in the world, and Lord, here I come, the best athlete in the world right now, but because you've given me the gift. So knowing who you are.
Yeah. But that makes me think, though, because we gave the I talked about how the Pharisee, though, became proud and, like, was talking about his qualities, but he was really doing it in a comparison, but a comparison way that was, like, judge
others
and putting others down. Whereas your example there of, like, let's say you were the best athlete in the world, being real about that does not make you necessarily proud about that in a prideful type of way.
Yes,
Or putting others down. But it's acknowledging this is the gift you've given me, God. So I think there is a difference between the way the Pharisees approached God and the way we can approach God.
Yeah.
But it's really just about being real, isn't
totally
it?
Totally real. Totally
about
real.
Going, these are my good points, these are my bad points.
Well, you could be the best athlete in the world, but you could say, but I might be not a very good father. Not a very good husband. And I really need your help, Lord, in those areas.
Yeah.
You know, acknowledging, being real of who you are, what you are, where you're at.
So why do you think being humble, though, is important in our prayer?
Was not our God humble? It said he humbled himself and became one of us.
Yeah.
He's the King. He's the Almighty. And he decided to save us out of love for us. He became one of us. Because he knew it was the only way that he was going to be able to repay the fracture, the sin, the frailness, the sin, the original sin of what had occurred centuries before. And he was going to defeat the enemy once and for all. Because he's already defeated the enemy. Just the enemy tries to lie to us and tries to make as many people fall into his traps before final judgment. He just does. But it's this humbleness is just it's the honesty, it's the realness that God wants. He doesn't want fabrication. He doesn't want us to live with masks or pretend who we want to be or who we're not even, but, you know. He wants honesty and the true self, our true selves coming to him, because he shows his true self all the time.
Yep.
There is no lie in God. There is only truth, and that's what he wants, he desires for us.
Yeah, I like that, because when we're humble, we're being truthful.
Yeah.
And I think when we're humble, it's when we – well, it's the only way that God can then change our heart or do anything in us, because we've acknowledged that we need him.
We're bringing our true self to him.
Yeah.
We're not hiding anything. There's no dishonesty in us, even though the dishonesty tendency can be in us. We're actually at that particular time real to God, being real to him.
Yeah. Yeah, and God likes that honesty.
Yes.
And that's when God can do something in us.
Yes.
And help us in the frailty areas of our life. Yeah. And like you said just then, like we all have in us a tendency to sin. That was part of the fall when evil came into the world, when Adam and Eve chose against God. So that Jesus has overcome, but that tendency still remains in us.
Mm.
And so when we're honest with God, then he can come and help us through those.
He can be the Lord of our life
mm.
and the Lordship of that area,
mm.
not just, you know, in our good things that are within us,
yep.
that God has placed within us, mm. all the gifts that he's given us, etc.
Mm.
He can be Lord of those areas too.
Yeah, yeah. And then I shared about how at the beginning of Mass we say the penitential prayer where we acknowledge our sins. And I love learning a bit more about some of these prayers that we have in Mass, because that helps me to be able to put my own heart towards the prayer.
Yes.
And like we started off the beginning of the year, we talked about traditional prayers and how we can be intentional in what we're saying. Because sometimes, and I can only speak for myself, when I'm not intentional, then I can miss it. I'm just saying it and not, like, putting my heart into it.
I'm present in the prayer service or the Mass or wherever you are, but I'm not present.
But my mind's
not
even present.
Thinking yeah. about it.
Yeah. yeah. So when I hear more of this, and like when we beat our chest, and it just reminds us of the tax collector who just came so humbly before God. So at the beginning of the Mass, before we've received Jesus in the Eucharist, we've come to him, we've already acknowledged ourselves humbly before him to say, God, I need you. And that's what allows us to then receive him when it comes to the Eucharist. So the weekly challenge this week is to go to prayer and to be honest before God.
Yep.
Maybe there's an area of your life you know you're not being honest before God. And the funny thing is God knows that. So God knows what the truth is, even though we may not want to admit it. But that's the weekly challenge. And is it easy always? No. But when we do that, then we know that God is able to come and to transform our hearts. So we hope that this chat has really blessed you this week, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.